Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you today?
Yes. My name is Alice Burke, and I called the other day because I hadn't received my shipment of Omax, and I was almost out. And when I spoke to the girl there, she told me that the next shipment wasn't coming until August. And I said, well, I said, I need it now. But she didn't, she failed to tell me that it already shipped because I just received it today. She never mentioned that fact.
Okay.
So I don't want a double shipment.
Okay, let's see if we can pull up your account there. What's the zip code?
15090.
Okay. And the first and last name again?
Alice Burke, B-U-R-K-E.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I have you here, Ms. Burke. And then for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
10162 Woodbury Drive, Wexford, Pennsylvania, 15090.
Okay, thank you again for that. Okay, so let's see here. So we have, let me see, this would have been on... Oh, that was today. So they sent out a new shipment today?
Well, she failed to tell me that it shipped on 6/1. So I already received it.
Okay, let's see. So on 6/3 is when they placed the 90-day hold for you?
No, on 6/3 is when I called and said I didn't receive it. And then she said, well, we had a hold on that, it wasn't going to ship until August, is what she said. Well, I received it today. She didn't tell me that it shipped on 6/1. So I don't want another double shipment.
Okay, so I'm trying to understand. So now on 6/1, you had one shipped. You called in on 6/3 to have the hold placed on the account. So that would have meant, looks like she said a product every 90 days.
No, I didn't call on 6/3 to have a hold. I called previously, a while ago, on that because there was a backup of shipments. So I said, can you just hold off on the next shipment? So she must have put it down for August.
Well, I have here that it would have been shouldn't have received another package until September, other than the one that was already on the way.
Well, September still would have been pretty far if I hadn't had any, but I'm out of it completely. So when I called on the third or the other day, yesterday, I guess it was yesterday. Did she send out another shipment?
No, ma'am. I'm not seeing that a new shipment was created. Well, let's see. Unless she did a single shipment, let me see.
That's what I'm wondering.
Let me go back to the last order. Yeah, there was one that was shipped out on 6/9.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But she never told me that there was a shipment on 6/1. Never said anything. So now I'm going to get a double shipment.
Let me see if she put the... I'm not sure if she just made that as a single or just...
Doesn't matter.
Process.
I didn't want a double shipment. She left out half the information.
So what were you before this? You were getting them every 2 months?
Like every 3 months. And then there was a backup for some reason. They were shipping early or whatever. And I had to delay a shipment. And like you're saying, they said September.
Right, yes, ma'am.
Bottom line is, I'm going to get two orders.
Right, yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. Now, is the normal shipping there before any hold or anything was placed on that last shipment came in, and then she just sent another one during the
Yeah,
hold. She
but
didn't change the hold.
she never checked to see when it was shipped, and she never said anything. Otherwise, I would have said, "Oh, okay, I don't need my the order." So, let's just decide on a date when you can ship the next order. But she never did that.
Did you ask her?
Well, she never checked if it shipped.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that that she's in the wrong there or anything, because I don't know that I would have either. Just assuming, if it's your account, you would know that those come, on the same day
How
every
the
other
hell would
month.
I know that it shipped if I don't have any record of that? How would I know? As a
Well, I
customer.
mean, you just know that you get the charged on the same day every 3 months, and then the product arrives
Well,
a
I
few
don't
days
check
after
my
that.
account. I'm checking, the shipment. I would have called.
Yes, ma'am.
So I've got two shipments now. One I just got, and one I'm going to get within the next few days.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want to have a return for one of those?
So I have to turn around and go ahead and return it? Well, that's pretty ridiculous. You understand the frustration here.
Yes, ma'am.
So I think you need to train your staff that when they need to check the orders if something has shipped prior to discussing it, then the conversation would have ended and everything would have been fine. She never
Right,
said a
yes, ma'am.
word. So what have you what's on the order to rectify the situation?
Well, like I said there, if you didn't want that the newest one that's coming in there, then we can set up for a return for that one.
No, I use the product. That's not the case. I use the product, but I'm going to have like 6 months worth.
Right, yes, ma'am.
So I've got 3 months, and then you're shipping another 3 months.
Now this last one looks like it's just the 60-day supply, so it would just be a 2-month supply.
Okay, so when is the third order, when is that one scheduled for?
Now that one is still for September. September the
Okay, so it's
3rd
not coming
looks
until
like.
September. Okay. Are you going to say sorry or what?
Yes, ma'am, I've already apologized there for that. I do apologize again.
Okay, so I don't want to have this happen again. So you need to tell her if she's discussing it, she needs to check the shipment.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't like paying for two orders at the same time.
Yes, ma'am. Again, I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
There anything else I could do for you today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling GoMaxHealth. Have a great day.